Hello?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Would you have just a few minutes to participate?
Oh, possibly.
Excuse me, ma'am?
If it doesn't take long, yes, I will.
Oh, no, I'll be brief with this. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
I am.
Great, and thank you for taking my call. What the following I would like to ask you, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve. I think he's doing a great job. He can't seem to get anybody to believe it, but all of economic indicators are up and the stock market is up and everything is better. And
do you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing as governor?
I like him. I think he's a good governor. I approve.
Is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I don't follow local politics as much as I follow national politics.
Okay.
So I could say not strongly just because I don't know enough.
Oh, so,
but I approve.
Somewhat approve?
What I know of him, I like a lot.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president?
Donald Trump is not president.
Yes, ma'am, but I am required to read verbatim. I cannot skip the question. I have to ask it.
He is not president, and he was a terrible president when he was president. So
and do you approve?
Founding, no.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly. I think she's a good vice president.
Overall, would you say that things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, if the 2020 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert K. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kennedy is a jerk. I'd vote for Biden, definitely.
Do you approve?
I've learned a little bit about his politics. He's a Kennedy in name only.
And let me ask you, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing, handling the economy?
Yes, I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing, handling immigration at our southern border?
Somewhat. That needs work with Congress, and Congress doesn't seem to be willing to do anything, so.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling a foreign policy?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And due to the $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
I don't approve of that, no.
Strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I strongly oppose it. We've got enough taxes.
And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Here's the first one. Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and a MART train?
Mass transit.
Okay.
The roads are terrible.
Currently, in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
It should be a felony.
Do you strongly agree with this or strongly disagree?
Yeah, a stolen firearm, absolutely.
And would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl? If the drug results in a death?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I have no opinion on that.
Okay. And do you think that you and your family pay too much taxes, too little taxes, or around the right amount in taxes?
I live in Baltimore City. I think the house taxes are way too high.
Okay. And pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortion, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I think resource centers should be available, absolutely.
Do you strongly favor it or somewhat favor it?
Strongly favor it.
And under a new law in juveniles, 12-year-old or younger, who commits a handgun violation or violates assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
What age?
12. Juveniles 12 years or younger. Do you strongly favor it?
I don't know how to answer. That's a tough one for me.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your patience. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland's taxpayers' dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
I think that whole thing is a mess. I think Congress needs to weigh in on it.
Well, from the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Let's see. Let's say favor, not strongly.
Somewhat?
Favor.
Okay. Okay. And moving along, and thank you again for your patience. How frequently do you plan play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally?
I actually never play it. I don't have any way to get out and get a ticket, so.
No.
I don't ever play the lottery. I haven't played it in years.
Well, let me ask you, how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is in Maryland, Mariners? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Credit card debt?
Yes, ma'am.
Problem with individuals, some individuals. I don't have any way to know how many people have credit card debt.
Okay.
I guess I have no opinion.
Okay, and as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals age 25 and 45 years old to play?
I think the lottery is a great way to raise money to solve Maryland's problems because it's a volunteer thing. Yes, I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to pay online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
And do you support or oppose Maryland's teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
To strike?
Yes, ma'am, to strike.
Of course they should have the right to strike.
But do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incredible terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to great prescription medication that may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
If you had an incredible terminal illness, still had a sound mind, how less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want to want the option of medical aid in dying? A yes or no?
I think the medical aid should be available, but I would not choose to do that. I personally don't believe in suicide, but okay. I don't think it's my business to tell someone else how to behave.
And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Abortion should be legal in all cases. It shouldn't have anything to do with the law. It's a decision between a woman and her doctor.
A disability, thank you. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communication, hearing, and mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
I'm missing the adjective. Having a disability or
yes,
what's
ma'am.
The word you're saying?
A
I have
disability.
Physical disabilities.
Okay.
I have physical disabilities. I've had a stroke and I have several rare blood diseases. I'm not in the best of shape.
I'm sorry to hear that. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Marilyn tripped. Workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And the last few questions
right
are for
to make enough. People have a right to make a living wage.
Last few
to
questions.
Depend on somebody wanting to tip them or not.
Well, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? I have 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older.
65 and older.
Within which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'm a registered Democrat.
In the May 2024 Democratic primary elections, were held today, for whom would you vote for? The U.S. Senate, if the candidates were Angela Allbrooks and Dave Thorne.
Is that in my district?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they? Who are they?
I have Ms. Angela Allbrooks and Dave Thorne.
I'm not hearing you right. What is his last name?
Mr. Thorne. That is Dave Thorne. You know, like a thorn from a needle of a rose.
And they're in my district? I haven't gotten any literature or heard anything about any of them.
Oh, remember, ma'am, this is
sure
just a study that we are conducting. Oh, yes, I am, ma'am. I am required to read verbatim.
Well, tell them to work harder,
because
I don't know who they are.
Well, that's no problem at all. Okay.
All right.
Now, let me ask you, I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 60-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight from progressive priorities and provided opportunity. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Price, Georgia County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. Now, if the elections were held today, for whom would you vote for? If candidate A or candidate B?
You said she was, what is her current office?
Prince George's County.
Oh, Prince George's County. I thought you said she was in Georgia.
No, Prince George County.
I don't know. I generally like to know a little bit more about the candidates before I make a decision.
Okay. And what is your race?
Caucasian.
And what is your religion, affiliation?
Lutheran.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
I hope you do as well. Bye-bye.